and welcome to Stories from the Bunker, the weekly podcast where we look at the weird and the wonderful, the strange, and especially today, the supernatural. With me, Robin, our Alex.
Hello there, Robin.
Hello there, Alex. I'm excited because we've got a special guest. It's Georgia from All Time Movies.
Hi.
Welcome. Hello. Welcome to the show, Georgia. Not your first time?
Not my first time, no.
No, I missed you last time. You were replacing me, weren't you?
I did replace you last time. This time I'm replacing Martin.
Martin's away.
He is away.
Check out our channel, All Time Movies. It's really great. Done some great numbers recently, actually, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. I've had a few successes.
Yeah. Hustlers. Your Hustlers video was great.
Yeah, people loved Hustlers. Rambo. Rambo did good.
Rambo, yeah.
And people love Peaky Blinders.
They do.
And I can't say I blame them because it's great.
That's a great show. It's Martin's birthday today, actually. So
it is.
Yeah.
Head over to his Twitter and wish him a happy birthday.
It looks good for 53, don't you think? Well, today, Georgia, I hope you don't mind. We're going to share some spooky stories.
Oh, I love a spooky story.
Yeah, because it's Halloween month, right? It's October. Yeah. I love this time of year. Actually, I love what you're wearing.
It is a little bit spooky.
People on YouTube can see it, but for those of you listening, it's kind of like a creepy, I don't know, like a wood silhouette or a spider's web.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure. It's quite soft, though. It's nice. But it's actually a vintage number from the 90s.
Really?
Unimportant. Got it off of eBay. Very cheap.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Thank you.
So fine. But we've got some spooky stories, things that really happened to some of our listeners and viewers. Yeah. We're asking for submissions of your real supernatural or just eerie, creepy encounters in life. And we had a fantastic response.
We were blown away by the number of comments that people got back to us. And we were like, we didn't know how to choose, really. So we're just kind of reading a lot of them out. Sorry if we missed any of yours, but...
Yeah, we'll keep doing this all month. So please keep sending them in. And if you've yours isn't read out today, then there's a good chance we'll read it out next week or the week after. But before we do that, I have a story, a real news story that I think is quite terrifying about zombie deer.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Zombie deer. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like in keeping with the Halloween themes.
So, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, keep the spooky atmosphere going.
Yeah,
and at
sure.
the end of today's episode, as always, we'll have a quiz, and it is Alex.
Yes, and I now realize that there is no spooky theme to the quiz at all. It is solely news-based. But there's a lot of scary things happening in the news, actually. So I guess it is scary keeping to the theme in a way. But yeah, 10 questions as always, plus a bonus question. I don't need to say that right now. We'll get into that later. But before we jump into some scary ghost stories, first I want to ask you both something.
Mm-hmm.
What's scarier than ghost sightings?
Nothing, surely.
Georgia?
No idea.
Well, let me tell you, the government spying on us.
That is actually quite terrifying, yes.
Yeah.
It sadly is a reality in the 21st century. Yeah. You can't get away from it unless you use a VPN, which is why I'd like to thank our sponsors of today's video at ExpressVPN. That was my segue into this.
That was a great segue.
Thank you.
That was a great segue.
Do you use a VPN, Georgia?
I do, mostly for Netflix.
That's a great reason to use a VPN, right?
Yeah.
Get around geo-locks online.
Yeah, which is especially useful for people who live in countries like here in the UK, where the government mandates internet providers to store your browsing history for 12 months.
Mm.
So they can plow through it and find every little thing you've done. Even if you're not a criminal, right? They'll be going through your private messages, whether or not you've been surfing the web at home in private or in a cafe in public, whether it's Wi-Fi or Ethernet. They will be looking at your data.
Yeah. And it's worse in the US because ISPs can even sell that data onto ad companies. So you just get ads all the time for things that you don't even want.
I feel like I need to go through my browsing history. it probably doesn't make any difference. They know what I'm doing.
I definitely use a VPN.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
And what is it called? ExpressVPN.
ExpressVPN. And it is, honestly, I'm not just saying this, it's a great option if you're looking for a VPN service. It's super easy to set up. And with the deal that we've got today, you get 3 months free if you get a one-year deal.
So 3 months for free?
You get 3 months extra for free if you buy the one-year package. And that's if you go to expressvpn.com/bunker. For those of you listening, that's ExpressVPN.com/bunker. 3 months extra for free. So it's a great deal. And honestly, I'm not just saying this because they're sponsoring this podcast, but I genuinely don't think anyone in the 21st century should be living without a VPN.
Yeah, I agree entirely.
It's essential.
It really is.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could spell so well.
To be honest, I didn't either. I took myself by surprise there. Anyway, shall we get on to some scary stories?
Yes.
Sounds good.
And I've got a doozy for you.
Oh, let's hear it.
So the story I want to go into today is hit the news this week. And it's about regulators in the state of Nevada in America, who are working overtime to stop zombie deer invading the state.
Zombie deer.
Yes.
Wow.
And these zombie...
It's just a different world over there.
This is why they need guns all the time, Alex. But the zombie deer, actually, it's quite an apt name. It's not just like a jokey name. It's actually describing what happens to them because they have there's some kind of disease, a chronic wasting disease, that's spreading through deer and moose and elk in America, particularly in Utah. And Kansas, Colorado, and Wyoming. But for all of you in Nevada, be terrified because they're trying to stop deer with this terminal illness coming into the state because it's highly contagious. And it's been compared to mad cow disease, if you remember that.
Yeah.
In Europe, which can pass on to humans, particularly through meat. Mm. And what this disease does is it makes the deer really lethargic and incredibly weak. They just kind of physically waste away and they more or less guaranteed to die. There's no cure. But it also neutralizes their fear of people.
Oh.
So they'll just come up to you quite happily, and then you could get infected.
Yep, that's terrifying.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's transmitted by protein particles that cause irreparable damage to brain tissue. And it's currently estimated to have the potential to wipe out entire populations of deer, moose, and elk.
Oh.
Yep. They're already testing dead animals for the disease in Utah and Kansas and Colorado and Wyoming. But the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention believe the virus could be a risk to humans as well because it's linked to the degenerative disease Creutzfeldt-Jakob, which we have in humans. And if you don't know what that is, it's a... I didn't Google it at all. It's a rare and fatal condition that affects the brain. And it causes brain damage that worsens rapidly over time. Symptoms include blindness, changes in personality, memory loss, and the progressive loss of mobility. Most people who get it die within a year.
Jeez. Oh, God.
Yeah.
So it is like a zombie disease.
It is, yeah, basically. It just turns you into a zombie.
And you know as well, like...
Yeah.
People, when a deer just walks up to them, they're not going to be like, oh, mad zombie deer. They're going to think they're a Disney princess and just go up to it and stroke it. And then they'll catch this horrific disease.
Yeah.
This is terrifying.
But, and what's more terrifying is that it could actually seem to be like a perfectly healthy deer.
Yeah.
Because when they get it, it's a very rapid degeneration. Sorry. But the symptoms can take at least 16 months to reveal themselves.
Wow.
They think it incubates for up to 2 years.
Hmm.
So these deer could look perfectly healthy and very friendly, but they might have this disease, which could pass on to you, and then you just die within a year.
I mean, this sounds like a great horror movie.
Yeah. I think I was reading it and thinking, oh, this is the next B-movie. Classic.
This is real life.
But this is real. Research has indicated the animals can be contagious before their symptoms showing. So again, just stay away from the deer. And the disease can remain in the environment for years.
Oh.
So not just in the animals, but like if they die and they're rotting, the disease will just be around for a while and they could get it again by eating the grass or something like that. Nevada, there isn't a cure. It's solely focused on prevention at the moment.
It's not a good sign.
Yeah. So Nevada's already banned certain animal parts being brought into the state, including brain tissue and spinal cords. They're particularly worried that hunters are crossing state borders, you know, killing deer and moose and elk, which they're perfectly entitled to do, and then skinning it or taking organs that they want to use and bringing it back into the state. Obviously, just crossing the border and nobody's there to patrol them and stop them doing this. And Tyler Turnipseed, who's the chief game warden in Nevada, that is his real name.
Tyler Turnipseed.
Turnipseed, great name. says that local populations could be infected by butchered waste dumped by hunters passing through from other states. But officials acknowledge that despite the measures they're taking, it may be impossible to prevent the disease from getting into the state.
Wow. So, it's like this is a rapidly spreading disease, I take it, or is it like
it's very contagious.
What if this is this going to wipe out all the deer in these places? And could it spread to other states? And
could it go over here? Well, that's a good question, because there's certain diseases, like is it Ebola, where it spreads so fast and kills people so fast it actually kind of contains
doesn't
itself.
Have enough time to spread.
Yeah,
I've played Plague Inc.
Yeah. There you go. Exactly that problem. I don't know if this acts that quickly. I guess not if it's an incubation period of 2 years and they can be contagious when they're not suffering the symptoms. It means they could walk around the entire United States if they wanted in the course of 2 years and spread it to all the other deer population. So it sounds like they're going to have to do a massive culling if they can identify which herds are infected. Because you can't just go and wipe out the entire species, can you?
No.
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 So what you're saying is the zombie apocalypse is coming.
It is. In the least expected way.
In the least expected
friendly
way.
Deer.
Aw. It's fine. We're in a bunker. We're safe.
Yeah. We're fine down here. Just need to restock the food supply. Anyone fancy some venison?
Plus, as we discussed in a previous podcast,
yeah.
The US does have an extensive 7-list plan, but they planned for zombie chickens.
They did.
They didn't plan for zombie deer.
This is true. This is true. Have you heard about this, Georgia?
Vaguely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got one plan specifically to deal with zombie chickens.
Zombie
but
chickens.
Not the deer.
This is no one ever suspects the deer.
Just a quotation to kind of wrap this up from Peregrine Wolf.
Another great name.
Nice.
Yeah, I
nice.
Know. The Nevada Wildlife Department veterinarian, difficult word to say, says, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. We know that we can't wrap Nevada in a bubble.
What a terrifying way to end the story.
I know.
That is scary.
Exactly. How wonderful is that? don't worry, people. Nothing to see here. You're all going to die.
People, this goes out on a Friday. People like watch this after work. They're looking
Happy
forward
weekend.
To their weekend. No. Zombie deer are coming for you.
And what would you do? Like if that happens over here and they say, well, maybe not deer. There aren't so many deer over here. Like it's cats. Cats. Zombie cats. Highly contagious. Spreading around. You can't tell if they've got it. Well, what's your reaction going to be?
I mean, you'd maybe not go near the cats, but you'd be screwed, wouldn't you? They're everywhere.
Yeah.
It'd be impossible to get away from them, I think. If it was cats. It depends what kind of zombie cats we're talking about. Like, are we talking about the Walking Dead kind of
like
zombies?
Shuffling zombie cats.
Or 28 days later, they're coming at you full speed, full cat speed.
just clawing your eyes out.
I mean, that would be insane.
And obviously, if they're symptomless, like you're just going to have a nice little cuddle with a little cat and you're going to die.
Yeah, just done. And once a person gets it, they pass it on to everyone else.
It's the end of the world.
All those old cat ladies.
The first to go.
The first to go. Yes.
There's a kind of sense of poetic justice in it that it would be creatures that would wipe us out. Like animals take their revenge on humans.
Like
if that was to happen.
Is it the Gaia theory by that scientist back in the 60s or 70s who came up with this theory that he was talking, I think, particularly about pollution and stuff like that, saying humans are screwing up the Earth, which we are, doing immeasurable damage to it, loads of mass extinctions directly related to human activity. But he says what that means is that all kinds of horrible things will happen to the Earth, which will then wipe out humans. And then the Earth will be like, hey, humans gone. Mm. I'm going to get better now.
Well, it's
kind of self-corrects.
Yeah. It's like it's like our own immune systems when we get a bug, right?
Yes, exactly.
We are a virus, and eventually the Earth's immune system will take care of us.
Hugo Weaving in The Matrix was right. That's how it works. What do you guys at home think? Please let us know. Either comment on this video if you're watching it on YouTube, or send us an email at alltimeconspiracies@gmail.com, or contact us on Twitter. I'm at alltimerobin.
I am at AlexBrownATC.
Always gets it wrong.
I always
says it wrong every single time.
I've learned it now, at least. Do you have a Twitter that you'd like to plug, Georgia?
Sure. Mine is literally just at Georgia Ody, O-D-Y.
Nice.
There you go.
Plain and simple. I mean, I probably won't be able to answer any conspiracy-related questions, but...
Yeah. Any questions relating to Matrix 4, though?
Yeah. Possibly.
I mean, again, maybe not the best person to speak to, but hit me up about your favourite movies. I'll have a conversation with you. Sure.
All right then, and speaking of your comments on YouTube, spooky stories.
Let's talk about some spooky stories. Shall I say the first one?
Yeah.
This one got quite a lot of responses from people. From 2A Talkin' Politics is the name of the person.
That's a great name.
Yeah, this one was quite creepy, actually. We need some like ambient scary music, really, in the bunker for this.
Oh, we should, yeah.
We'll get a torch or something.
Then anyway, you'll be able to read it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Anyway, they say, I'm a skeptic of things unless I see it. Aliens, ghosts, etc.
Micropenises.
Why would you say that? Staggering.
I'm just curious.
Well, you've killed it. You've ruined this story, but okay, let's carry on. However, when I was working at an abandoned mine in a very rural area of Wyoming, I experienced a lot of activity I couldn't explain. There was security posted at this location due to primarily for firewatch. However, I ended up on the night shift for 3 months. We had to patrol and do walkthrough patrols of the admin building, top of the coal silos, etc. One night, I'm in the admin building, knowing full well I'm the only one there. All of a sudden, I hear footsteps. Another night, I was at the top of the silos, and I'm looking forward slightly down, and all of the sudden, I see a shadow out of the corner of my eye. They look back, and there's nothing there. Yeah. Which is creepy. An abandoned mine.
Yeah.
You never want to be working in that anyway.
That's classic ghost story stuff, isn't it? You're all alone, late at night, on the last patrol or whatever, and you hear a noise.
Mm. And you see a shadow.
Ooh.
There's going to be a lot of oohs in this one,
isn't there? Yeah, I feel like it. Do you think it was a ghost?
It's difficult to know from that kind of...
It's quite vague, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I believe them.
Yeah. I'm not saying they're not telling the truth, but...
Yeah. Are you sure it wasn't your own echo of your footsteps? In the mind, minds echo, don't they?
Possibly. Yeah. Although if they work there, I'm sure they're kind of used to what sounds would be there and what wouldn't.
That's a good point.
Mm.
And what about intruders? Could it be someone messing about in the mine?
Yeah, you know those YouTubers that break into places and climb on top of silos, that kind of thing.
And then get 6 million views.
Some people make it look so easy.
Okay, shall we have another one? Who wants to go next?
Georgia, do you have one?
Sure. So this one's from Rocket Summer.
Rocket Summer usually comments on our videos, so thank you. Thank you for getting back to us on this.
Thank you.
Okay. And it reads, I haven't had an experience with a ghost, but I have seen a UFO and I stand by it.
Ooh.
Mm. I was walking into school at night, getting ready for a musical theatre performance I was in, and it had just rained, so it was humid and foggy. That's how I noticed the lights. I was in the parking lot getting ready to go up the stairs when I noticed there were beams of lights coming from above me, ahead of where I was and moving forwards. It was the triangle type of craft with lights on the bottom... 4, then 3, then 2, then 1. That was really difficult to read for some reason. Later, I looked this shape up, and it's very common in UFO sightings.
Yeah.
I watched it go, standing completely frozen and still, and, noticing a friend on the stairs, yelled to ask if she had seen it. She did not. She was looking down at her phone. Classic. It made no noise. After the performance, I walked around the back of the school to see if there were any overhead/stadium lights that would have made the shape or been in that position, and there were none. Only singular lights and more school building. I think about it often and wonder, why me? I can't do anything about it, just believe it.
It is weird how it's pretty consistent, that shape that people see, isn't it?
Yeah, the triangle thing seems to be quite common to UFO sightings.
Okay. Mm.
But at night?
Yeah.
Not during the day? If it's during the day, it's usually around flying saucer type thing.
That's weird. True, actually. That's an interesting point.
Because I feel like the triangle thing nearly always comes with the lights, kind of reveal the shape of it. That is interesting. What's her name again?
Rocket Summer.
Rocket Summer. Did you report this to anybody? To the police? To the army or something?
Do you report UFO sightings to the police? MUFON is the go-to place, isn't it? Mutual UFO Network.
Yes. Obviously.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it makes you wonder, though, if you, like, how many times have you been, you know, the person staring down at their phone when actually there's been a UFO up there?
I think about it all the time.
It's true.
Mm.
Every time you're walking down the street, just looking at my phone, I'm thinking, there could be all kinds of interesting stuff going on around me. Someone could be dying right there. I just don't, help them.
Just don't care.
Just don't care. I'm too wrapped up in my text message.
Fair enough. Well,
watching Taxi Driver on my phone.
Fair enough.
Okay. Can't argue with that.
Yeah.
How
about another story?
Yeah, another comment. This one's from Just In Case. Here, great name, as always. I think also comments quite a bit. So Just In Case says, here's my ghost story. When I was 5, I went to stay with my grandparents in Birmingham in England. Hey, I'm from Dudley, so.
Birmingham is a very scary place.
It is a very scary
Peaky
place.
Blinders.
This is going to be good.
Yeah. So Justin says his grandparents owned a Victorian townhouse.
Lovely.
Yeah. It was midsummer and boiling hot as there was a heat wave, and the spare room where I was sleeping caught the sun from about 1 p.m. until sunset. Ooh. I couldn't sleep because of the heat. At about 1 a.m, I heard the sounds of heavy boots walking on bare floorboards. There was a shag pile carpet. So that sound shouldn't really come through.
Nope.
Then I heard the sounds of a chair or small table being dragged across bare floorboards. The temperature had plummeted and it was ice cold. So cold I could see my breath. Then I heard a loud crash, then a rope snap tight, followed by creaking noises. I closed my eyes, tried to block it out. Then my ears popped and the atmosphere changed. A heavy stillness had vanished and I could relax, I suppose you'd call it. I turned over with the intention of trying to sleep again. Just some weird waking dream or next door's telly, I told myself. Then I noticed the melting frost on the inside of the windows. Remember, it had been a 90-degree summer day. Years later, when I finally told my parents, I was told that a First World War soldier at home on leave during the summer of 1917 had hanged himself in that very room rather than return to the front line.
Ooh, that's a creepy one.
That's a good one. So that's a classic proper ghost story where you hear the sounds, but you don't actually see anything.
Well, except for the frost, which, yeah, how would you explain that?
Yeah, cold spots, that's a thing, isn't it, with ghosts? Yeah.
Ooh, very creepy. Thank you for that story, Justin Case. That's, yeah.
Yeah, where do you live now, Justin? If you're from, if your grandparents are from Birmingham, I'm intrigued as to where you are now. Particularly since you referred to a 90 degree heat, which is a very American way of measuring things.
Yeah.
We're lucky if we get 40.
That's not lucky. That's...
That's unlucky. That's horrible.
Horrible.
Heat is not good. We've got another one. Another story.
We have loads.
So many.
So this one's from Straka Zulu, who says, the scariest thing I had happen would have to be when I was about 5, when my family was moving out of a rather active haunted house.
Oh.
I mean... There's the first mistake. The last day there, I'm helping my dad clear out the cold storage room in the basement. We get hit with a shaft of air so cold we can see our breath. And my dad, who's a retired Navy active duty police officer at the time, lets out a choked scream.
Ooh.
As I'm about to ask what happened, he picks me up, slams the door to the room, and charges out of the house with me. We get in the car and he says, whatever we left in there, the new owners can mail to us. I'm never going back. Even to his last days, he would never share what scared him so badly.
Wow.
Mm.
Pretty creepy.
Oh,
heebie-jeebies.
That's good. That's a really good one.
That is good.
Yeah. That's like fear of the unknown. Like your imagination fills that gap. That's really good.
But now I want to know what he saw. Yeah, what happened?
Did he see?
And you just see that, you know, I can imagine from his point of view, he's just seeing the like terrified, feared, like fearful expression on his dad's face.
Yeah.
And then just getting picked up and carried. What did he see?
Oh.
I mean, from that description, he sounds like kind of a quite
macho.
Yeah.
Macho.
Yeah. Big guy.
Yeah. Not afraid of anything. And like, it's always weird. Like, I don't know about you guys, but when your dad's scared of something that or upset about something, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Must so, be really bad.
Yeah, to be picked up and run out the house.
Yeah, and just never talk
by
about
by your dad
again.
Feels a bit, whoa.
Yeah, totally.
Especially if they're ex-military police service.
Mm.
It's like, you shouldn't be scared of anything.
Yeah.
Well, what could he have seen in the basement of a haunted house? That's class. That's usually where they hide the body, right?
This is just a body down there. Yeah. I wouldn't leave out that for the next family, that's for sure.
Yeah, so it's like, leave a note saying, mail everything in the cold storage to us. It's like, not the body. Didn't want the body.
Yeah.
You can keep that one.
Oh, I wonder where that was, because I wonder if they ever, whoever submitted that story, like, chased up with the family who moved in afterwards. Go back and say, did you find anything? What did you see? Yeah. Try to figure out if it was what your dad saw.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Is there another one you'd like to read out, Georgia?
Yeah, sure. This one's quite a long one.
That's how I like it.
There it is.
Yeah.
This one is from Ethan Sawyer. And it says, one of my experiences is not about black-eyed children, but a shadow person. When I was 10 years old, my two friends and I were messing around in my backyard in the snow, and out of nowhere, a shadow-looking person appeared in a medium distance from me, and before I freaked out and ran, it looked as if he was wearing a black cowboy-looking hat and a long black trench coat.
Ooh.
Mm.
An old western.
Old western. But what really got me is that this figure was pure black, like a shadow, and I became dizzy and ran and freaked out. My friends never saw it, but they knew I saw something because of the way I reacted and how freaked out I was.
Yeah.
But that doesn't end there. Okay. Every day when I walk to school Every day when I walk to school after that, I always felt like something was following me and watching me. And I would see this shadow right behind me. And I would look back, then there would be nothing there. This would go on for 2 years until we moved.
God, yeah.
2 years. Then 2 weeks in from our new place, I saw it again near my basketball hoop when I was outside, and then that night I woke up to use the bathroom and I felt uneasy. Mm. When I got back to my room and lay down, I heard in a deep, dark, gritty voice, and it said, "Get out!" And obviously I freaked out because I was frozen in place like something was making me stay still. After that night, I never saw that shadowed person again. In a way, after all that, I feel like he was there watching me, as in like keeping an eye on me to keep me safe, like it was protective of me. Because of that voice I heard, I knew it was something different. And get this, we found a little Civil War forgotten graveyard in our new home's backwoods.
Ooh.
There you go.
It's creepy. Although if the grave was in the new home, why did you see it in the old home? Yeah. Unless he knew that like these are the people that were moving. I'll just go meet him. Yeah. Maybe.
New friends.
Oh, that's a great story, though.
Yeah, creepy. It's
quite a new, like a different one as well.
Yeah.
It didn't really fit many of the kind of ghost story stereotypes, I don't think.
No.
An old Civil War ghost.
A distinctive shape, kind of almost an identity to the shadow is unusual. Mm. Normally it's kind of just a vague shadow.
Shape.
Yeah. Mm. That. And then that weird thing with the freezing and get out, that's just
The get out was strange, but it kind of had that element of sleep paralysis. Like, I don't know if you guys have ever had sleep paralysis. It's freaking horrible. It's the weirdest feeling. I've had it a couple of times. You just sort of, you wake up and your brain's awake but your body cannot move. Horrible. And you don't know what to do. Let's say words. Let's not just make noises. In my experience, it sort of felt like something was pushing down on my chest.
Oh, really?
And you can't move. You can't breathe properly. And your brain's so awake. It's just the most bizarre thing. And it's really hard to sort of put into words unless you've experienced it. But it's terrifying.
Did you get the experience that a lot of people get with sleep paralysis where you see someone in the corner of the room or you feel like there's a dark presence in the room?
Yeah, the dark presence, definitely. You kind of do feel like something's there, but then you sort of go, I'm being ridiculous. This is like, it wasn't until sort of maybe the next morning I was like, oh, that was just sleep paralysis. But when you're in that moment, you're like, oh my God, something's here. Something's trying to kill me. What is happening? It feels like something's pinning you down.
How does it end?
I went to sleep. It's really
just wait until you fall asleep.
Yeah, basically.
Oh gosh.
I mean, it's not particularly exciting ending to the story, but
no. Well, I'd be terrified if that ever happened to me.
it's not nice.
Oh man. And you're sure it wasn't a ghost when you've had this?
I mean, the skeptic in me says, no, don't be ridiculous. But I guess if I was a believer in that kind of stuff, I could definitely see that being a cause of it.
Because it sounds a lot like this.
Yeah.
It sounds a lot like that story.
Yeah. I mean, the first time it happened was when I was little, and I'd woken up in the middle of the night, and this was just after my dad had moved out.
Mm.
And I swear to God, I could hear him. He came in and he said something along the lines of, why aren't you asleep? And walked back out.
Yeah.
And I was asleep. He'd woken me up. And then I woke up the next morning and was like, my dad doesn't live here. He wasn't here.
Oh.
And I was like, I went down to my mum. I was like, did dad come home last night? And my mum was like, no, why would your dad be here? Like, he's wherever he is. And I was like, what? This is man. 8, 9, maybe even 10-year-old me just like, well, what do you mean he wasn't here? And it was the same situation. I was frozen. I didn't move.
Yeah.
And I couldn't move. And I could have sworn my dad was there and he wasn't. And I was just like, But again, that's not really a ghost story because my dad is very much alive.
Unless you thought it was your dad. Your mind rationally explained it was your dad, but actually it was somebody else.
Some creepy man ghost.
Yeah. Oh, that's spooky. Pretty that's spooky. So weird.
Bringing all the ghost stories.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know. Ghosts freak me out. It's ghosts and vampires are the two things that get me when it comes to horror. Because they're so real. As in, I know. Spirituality is a thing that's unexplained still, and ghosts are humans, but you never know quite what their motivation is. Vampires again look like humans until they're sucking your blood, and then it seems like a painful way to go. Whereas if it's a mummy or a zombie or a demon or something, you're just like, I can see you're a bad guy.
Unless it's a deer zombie.
Unless it's a deer zombie.
Don't see it coming.
Tricked into false sense of security. Yeah. Oh, hello, moose. Ah, my hand.
Exactly.
Exactly how it goes. I want to read another story. This was sent to us by email rather than in the YouTube comments.
Thank you, everyone who emailed as well. We had some great, great replies to this question.
So we got a story sent to us by Cindy C, and she says, when I was about 14, my mum, my grandma, and my aunt would visit this psychic from time to time. One visit, the psychic, told me that I was an Egyptian woman in my past life, and that I swam in the River Nile. After talking to me about my past life, she showed me a technique to wake up your old blood. That's a quotation. Okay. She said to do this before she went to bed. And the technique apparently is you take your index and middle finger and then rub them in a circular motion on your hands, your arms, your neck, and your head. I'm guessing like the temples or the forehead or something like that. Yeah. She said to try it, and if you succeeded, she would dream about, or rather Cindy would dream about her past lives. So Cindy says, so I did try it, and I didn't dream about being an Egyptian, but I did dream about this faceless silhouette of a man in a hat in my window.
Nope.
Ooh. Yep. It was a shadow of a man standing outside my window. It had no features and was wearing an old-timey hat, something like a fedora.
Some Men in Black.
When I told my family the next day, my aunt told me that that was how I described my imaginary friend from when I was a child. She said that I would say my imaginary friend wore a hat and a balloon-shaped face, meaning no features.
Nope.
Yep. We were all pretty freaked out. That really bothered me because it seemed like I was able to see something from my past because I tried this technique. I also found out later that there are plenty of stories online about a hat man and shadow people. So this really freaks me out that so many people have seen this. Just thinking about this used to give me goosebumps, but I've been able to talk about it and write about it lately without being too scared.
Oh, well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to read that out because it's slightly different with this whole, like, this technique.
Past life.
Yeah, past lives and kind of awakening memories is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that tonight.
Yeah.
See what happens.
In the morning, it's like, I saw this faceless man in a hat at my window.
The imaginary friend part is really creepy.
Yeah, that's creepy.
How she described her imaginary friend.
sort of thing when children have imaginary friends and they're just talking about them like they're real, yeah. And it always freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah, my mum's very much into sort of spirituality and all the paranormal and all of that. She's done past life regression before. Obviously, it depends how much you read into it, but
right.
I can't remember what she said she went back to, but she said it worked and it was all very strange. And
so your mum has kind of remembered her past life?
Yeah. I really should ask her about it. Much more interesting if I actually had some details on this story. But I remember her and my neighbours were very into doing this whole past life regression thing. And they'd do some meditation and stuff. And I'd just be like, I'm just going to make a cup of tea. Don't mind me.
Does that involve hypnosis?
Does it involve what, sorry?
Hypnosis.
Yeah, I think there's an element of it.
Would you do that? Would you do it?
Nah, I'm more interested in that. I've had psychic readings, but that's a bit far. No, thank you. But my sister, we used to live in an old Victorian townhouse.
Yeah.
And my sister had an imaginary friend that was two imaginary friends that were two little girls that had apparently died in this house at some point.
What? You're not allowed to have two like small girls as imaginary friends. That's just The Shining.
I mean,
did they say like, come play with us forever and ever?
Oh man.
Hopefully I haven't brought any demons with me in here, but
why would you say that?
But yeah, no, that was always a thing in our old house. Like these two little girls would always be friends with my sister, and she doesn't remember much of it now. But she's always sort of like, oh yeah, I remember just having a couple of imaginary friends, and I'm just like, stay away.
Well, that's another thing. Is like a lot of these stories that we've been submitted and that you hear in general online, it's often when they're kids that they have these experiences, and as they get older, they have less supernatural experiences or fewer. Yeah. Sorry. So do you buy into that whole thing about children are more kind of on the wavelength of the boundaries between this life and the next or whatever?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Different planes of existence, if you believe that kind of thing.
I mean, yeah, if you believe in that kind of thing, I do think that kids and animals as well.
Yeah.
Because apparently dogs are really sensitive to that kind of stuff, if you believe in it.
Yeah.
I if it does exist, I think... Definitely, because like you said, it's always kids that have the imaginary friends and do all the creepy stuff. I don't know if that's just a horror movie trope at this point, but it is always the kids. Yeah. Gotta watch the kids.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I've had any kind of supernatural experience in my adult life, but I definitely remember occasions as a young teenager or smaller child where profound senses of unease and even... I don't have distinct memories, but I'm sure there must have been a couple of occasions where I thought I saw something.
Yeah.
And kind of deliberately forgot it because it's easier that way.
Yeah.
But then is that just naivety and imagination?
Could be. My dad definitely spoiled things for me because apart from the fact that he's very skeptical when it comes to that kind of thing, every Halloween he'd play practical jokes on us. So when sometimes when spooky stuff happened, I would just immediately shrug it off because like, oh, it's dad. You know, it's like, one of my favorite ones was he told us a story about, I think it's Mick the Milkman or something.
Mick the Milkman,
yeah. Who, I'm going to shorten the story rather than tell the whole thing. But the gist of it is that Mick the Milkman, very popular with his clients, particularly the housewives who are left bored at home. And he had one particular housewife he was very fond of. And they got along very, very well for many years until one day the husband found out.
Oh.
Came home early. Found Mick the Milkman and his wife doing the business. So the angry husband murders Mick the Milkman by cutting off his hand, and Mick dies from blood loss.
Okay.
Did you say your dad used to tell you the story?
This is a story he told us one Halloween. Yeah.
This is explaining a lot.
Anyway, so to cut the story short, on the anniversary of Mick's death, the husband hears a strange noise, like a little scuttling noise in his house. And he goes to bed. And as he climbs into bed under the blankets, he feels cold flesh.
Nope.
Looks down and the severed hand of Mick the Milkman leaps up and strangles him.
Oh no.
So after telling us this terrifying story as children, we all then went to bed and my dad had inflated rubber gloves and tied them off and put them underneath the duvets. So we just climbed into bed and obviously cold, clammy hand brushed against our legs. It was such a good joke. I'm definitely planning to do that to my grandkids or nieces and nephews one day.
Nice.
So good. Yeah, sorry, that was a tangent. Tripped down memory lane there.
Yeah. Shall we have another paranormal story?
Sure,
Of our audience.
Yeah.
So this one came from Zach, who also emailed in with a story.
Ooh.
And he says, a few years ago, around 2013, my cousin unfortunately passed away after a battle with cancer.
Oh.
He says, I was never really close, but my mother would talk and visit her constantly.
Okay.
While said cousin was still alive, I donated my phone to her so that my mum could call her and stay in touch easier, as she did not have one. Sadly, as mentioned, my cousin did not survive and my family were upset. However, this is where things became very strange. One night, shortly after my cousin's passing, I was speaking to my mum in her room when she received a call. The call was from the phone I had given to my cousin. Confused, my mum answered while I was beside her. She said hello, listened for a bit, and then was hung up on. I asked who it was, and she wouldn't tell me. Sorry, she could not tell me. According to my mum, nobody was speaking, and my mum described the sound on the other end as if the phone were underwater.
Ooh.
The strangest coincidence about this is that my deceased cousin, the owner of the phone, was cremated, and her ashes were scattered over a body of water. Some clarifying statements to add are that I am very much a skeptic and not religious. My mother is not very spiritual at all either.
Okay.
When asking my cousin's dad on the matter, he said that the phone I had given to her was not only out of power, but that he didn't know where the charger was. He was also the only one in the house. He was also the only one in the house where the phone was. Obviously, I believe there's no chance he would attempt to pull such a mean-spirited prank on his mum.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't do that, would you?
No.
And they're aware that their mum wasn't lying about the call as they were stood right beside her when she received it. They remain very sceptical on most paranormal things to this day and would love us to tell this to our audience, which I thought that was creepy. The underwater bit on the phone.
Yeah.
I think it's creepy.
I think the call itself, when the phone's not working and the person's dead, that's creepy.
That's very strange.
Yeah. Call from beyond the grave. Although it goes to show how even ghosts move with the times. You know, Victorian times, it was a distant voice in the hall, and now it's an actual phone call.
Yeah.
Just quick chat on FaceTime.
Yeah. What if a dead relative's called you? Would you reject it or would you accept the call?
You'd have to accept it, surely.
Yeah, okay, just checking.
I would screen their calls.
Nothing else than just go, who's got this phone? No. What's happening?
Plus, chances are they'd call back until you answered, you know. They've got nowhere else to go.
That's true.
That's true, yeah.
They've got all the
Not much in the calendar.
Yeah. But thank you for that story.
That was a great story. Thank you for all your stories. These have been fantastic.
Hmm.
Do you want to read one more?
Should we have one more?
Yeah, I can.
Let's hear Carlos's story. Hi, guys. Let me start by saying I'm a big fan and follow you on YouTube regularly and by Apple Podcast when traveling.
Thank you very much.
Wow, thank you.
Great start. Anyway, I'm an atheist and profoundly disbelieve in the paranormal in the sense that I believe that everything can or will be explained by science and the laws of physics.
Oh, interesting perspective. Okay.
However... Made me laugh because that's what you do, Robin.
It is what I do.
However.
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 Oh, you can't beat it.
However, I tend to believe that people really had experiences they cannot explain, and I have two very short stories to tell you. Two for the price of one here. Here we go. So the first one. When I was a teen, I explored a lot of the thematics of witchcraft, satanical cult, and the likes. The likes.
Okay,
the likes.
As you do.
Always for the likes.
One summer, I was rolling with some satanic crowd. This is great already. One summer I was rolling with some satanic crowd and specifically a girl that I was very fond of. Weird summer love, you know the drill.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense now. That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One night we were at the beach. This just sounds like a horror movie. It's great. And she decided she wanted to take revenge on an ex-boyfriend, so I helped her with a ritual that, amongst other stuff, consisted of a pentagram with some writing and a candle on each point.
Okay. Oh, yeah, classic little ritual set up there, yeah.
Classic horror movie material.
Yeah. Mm. Sounds like he's been friend-zoned, though.
A little bit. I was doing that with the most profound belief that it would not result in anything other than me looking cool.
Okay.
The fact is that the candles were behaving normally until the point she started voicing some ritual worlds. Try again. The fact is that the candles were behaving normally until the point she started voicing some ritual words while having her hand on the center of the pentagram in the sand. At which point, the flames grew to triple the previous size and vanished as soon as she got up.
Ooh. Whoa. That's spooky.
Oh, ho, ho. Again, classic horror movie stuff.
Yeah.
I have a feeling the ex-boyfriend is going to have some bad stuff happen to him now.
Oh, yeah. To this day, I tell myself that it was just the sea breeze, but I cannot truthfully remember any... Try again. To this day, I tell myself it was just the sea breeze, but I cannot truthfully remember any wind that night.
Do you normally remember wind, though?
No.
Yeah.
Unless especially it's like gale force.
If it's a breeze, you wouldn't notice it, right?
Yeah. But even so, like if the flames are growing
three peculiar.
Times the size, that's...
And then they all go out at once. Like, might go out, but all at once. Perfect timing as well.
I mean, I want to know what happened to the ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, does he not say?
Is he okay? No, that's the end of that story.
We'll never know.
What happened to him? Tell us.
That's very interesting. And slightly different kind of story. Ritual, witchcraft. Ooh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So the second part of this one. Maybe a pair of years later, I read the book of Saint Cipriano.
Okay. We've mentioned that. Is that the witchcraft thingy?
Yeah, I think so. Go on. It will come to us.
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah.
Saint Cipriano, told to be a mage that made a deal with the devil and got his soul saved by joining the Catholic Church and repenting a few years before his death.
Okay. Yes.
It does say, look it up. It's an interesting lore.
Yes.
So that's a future video.
Did talk about this. Isn't the Devil Bible? This is a different video.
Right. I was thinking about the Devil Bible, but maybe not.
Yeah, there was a different one. We made a video about this a couple of years ago. Sorry. Continue.
I mean, make another video.
Yeah, it sounds good. Yeah.
Anyway, on a school trip, I decided to challenge a few classmates to an invocation ritual in the book.
Ooh.
That would supposedly put you in contact with your guardian angel.
Man, school has changed.
In my day, it was about pogs. Maybe a Pokemon card battle. Yeah. And now, Satanism. Anyway.
The elders were right. It was all the downhill slope.
Look what you've done, Harry Potter. Harry Potter has caused this.
Harry Potter and the Cult of Satanism.
Oh, actually. That's a parody I would read.
J.K. Rowling, I want the prophets here. Thank you. Anyway, during the ritual, I was on the center of the invocation, thus would not be targeted, only the people around me. Not sure how that works.
Okay.
Surely if you're in the center, you'd be the worst off.
Yeah, I thought so.
Maybe it's like you're in the eye of the storm, you know, you're not actually like, everything's just going around you.
Also, guardian angel, who's targeting what now? This is a very aggressive guardian angel.
Interesting. Anyway.
This is all on the school playground.
Just the hopscotch. just turn it into a pentagram.
Oh, dear. So, only the people around them were targeted. Of the five, two girls started to cry and scream at the end of the ritual when you were supposed to say goodbye to the angel.
Oh,
yeah. That, I mean, that's a thing in Ouija boards, isn't it? You've got to say goodbye to them to end it and end the connection.
No, I haven't heard that.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
They were very, very affected by what they had seen. Excuse me. They told me they had seen the angels and they did not want to go away. Furthermore, one of them told me that the angel asked to not go away because she was in danger.
Oh.
Didn't know our guardian angels could be in danger.
Maybe what it means is what he's done is he's summoned everyone else's guardian angel around him. And they've seen their guardian angel and the guardian angel has said, I don't want to go because you're in danger.
Oh, maybe.
Is that what he means?
Interesting. The night after, we went out clubbing. And maybe a bit affected by the events of the previous night, we kind of drank too much. Classic. Been there. We knew that we were not okay, so we decided to go to the hotel together so that we could, like, help each other. All of a sudden, one of the girls let go of us and started running up a street. We ran towards her, but not fast enough. She stopped against a wall and just fell backwards, stiff like a plank.
Oh.
When I got to her, she had passed out and had blood running from her head. She had to go to the hospital and needed 10 titches. Robin. She had to go to the hospital and needed 10 stitches or something like that.
Around God. That.
Around that. Number. And that's the end of the story.
Wow.
That's just how it ends. Yeah,
well, she just ran into a wall.
Yeah, basically. That's what it sounds like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Possessed.
I might chalk that up to alcohol more than anything.
Yeah, that's... we've all done some stupid things under the influence of alcohol. I've probably done that.
Yeah.
Maybe I haven't needed stitches in my head, but...
yeah. I mean, but some people always end up in hospital after a night out, don't they?
Some people here.
yeah. Martin needs to you know, rein it in a bit.
Really does.
Especially when he's holding the kid. He's just going to...
he never drinks to excess.
Oh, this is great. What a variety of stories we've been getting. Yeah.
Thank you so much, everyone, for sending your stories in. They've genuinely, some of them are just very spine-tingling and creepy.
I'm enjoying this. Please keep sending them in if you have them. And if we haven't read them out today, then we'll probably read them out sometime soon.
Yeah.
Shall we lighten the mood a little bit? Get a little less spooky with a quiz?
Let's do it. Yeah.
We need to spiritually cleanse with a quiz.
Okay, welcome to the quiz, guys. There, as always, 10 questions plus a bonus question.
Is there any cheap twist this time?
There is no cheap twist this time. Okay. I feel like there's been a mixed response. I was doing a QI thing where if they get the buzzer thing, then they lose a point.
Yeah.
No, that's...
Didn't like it.
No, I was fine because Martin was losing points.
Yeah. Martin had took strong issues with that.
I can imagine,
So this week's quiz is primarily on news. I thought it'd make it fair for Georgia.
Georgia.
Yes. Social media, I do that. Should be fine.
Okay.
So let's hear your buzzers. Georgia, what have you gone for?
So on the theme of zombie deer and the like, I've gone with some kind of deery, elky animal. It sounds like a zombie deer, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? It sounds like it's in serious pain. Like howling at the moon.
And Robin, what have you
I've stuck with a kind of horror theme, and it is...
Excellent. Okay, so
Freddy Krueger's laugh.
Two absolutely horrifying buzzers this week. Let's get started. Question one.
Okay.
Nice, easy one to start you off with. This should be fairly simple. What members of the royal family recently announced that they would be suing British tabloids newspapers?
I mean, I'm going to take a guess. Harry and Meghan?
It is Harry and Meghan.
Oh, okay.
Neither of you? Okay, this quiz is going to be interesting.
I heard about it. I couldn't remember if it was Will and Kate or Harry and Meghan.
I can't hurt to guess. It's one of those two, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. So they're suing Associated News, which I think is the parent company of like the Daily Mirror and the Sun. Sun's different. They're suing a bunch of British tabloid newspapers.
Those are the ones like in the phone hacking stuff.
I think it's related to the phone hacking scandal. And they accessed voicemails or something to do with
that. That is pretty despicable, actually. Yeah. I can't blame them for suing.
Yeah. Mm. And it was funny because as soon as they'd announced that they were suing all these different papers, the Sun suddenly started going, "Isn't Meghan such a great mum?"
Oh, really?
Heart emojis all everywhere. It's like, someone's looking forward to their lawsuit.
Nice. Okay, so that's 1-0 to Robin.
Yeah.
Question two. I don't know if either of you saw this, but how is China dealing with a current meat shortage that they have? Shortage of meat.
Southern green is people.
No, no. Well, yeah, okay, that would be on the horror theme. It's pretty horrifying, but yeah.
Not that horrifying, hopefully.
Not that horrifying.
Do I have a guess, Jordan?
Again, I feel like I know. I feel like I'm going to know this when you say it, but I don't know.
So it relates. So I give you guys a clue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So think of what one of their most popular meats would be over there. And yeah.
Chicken.
No. Okay, that's not a good clue.
Soil and green is people.
No, you can't have the same guess twice.
Oh, okay.
I'm deducting a point. So it relates to their kind of breeding and production process of like the meat itself. Don't guess soil and green as people again.
So it's a meat shortage and they're trying to deal with it with the production process.
Yes.
Are they... Oh, no, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, oh, no, I've got
the return of Obi-Wan.
Quick, I need to think while he's got an ad.
Take a guess, Georgia.
Cows. I don't know what's happening.
It is not cows.
It's frozen. The bus is frozen.
Go on. I've gone too far.
I don't know. I've forgotten the question now. Is it something to do with growing meat in the lab?
No, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
They are breeding giant pigs.
No way.
Aww. Yeah. Apparently, some that they've bred weigh roughly the same amount as a polar bear.
Jeez.
Those are big pigs.
Massive pigs. Actually, I say that.
Yeah.
The pig is 500 kilograms, which is very heavy, half a ton.
I mean, that would kill
you.
But also, I thought polar bears would weigh more than that.
They don't eat much, though, do they? They're quite
lean. They're very fluffy.
Fluffy, yeah. I just assumed bears would weigh more.
Yeah, you think so? I mean,
never mind.
So not only are they, well, not they, but as a society of human beings, we're breeding micro pigs because they're cute, normal pigs to be pigs, and now giant pigs because we want pork.
Yep.
Okay.
Basically. 1-0 to Robin still as we move on to question three.
Ooh.
According to a new survey, what book do UK adults most commonly lie about having read?
It's got to be... 50 Shades of Grey.
That's what I was going
to say. Yeah.
It is not 50 Shades of Grey. Why would you lie about reading 50 Shades of Grey?
Oh, I assume like you lie by saying, oh, I haven't read it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I guess it could be interpreted that way.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just going to say it as a joke.
No, it's like, so they're saying
they're saying they have read it.
They have read it when in actuality they haven't read it. That buzzer is... Okay.
Harry Potter.
It is not Harry Potter. No. I think everyone. Go for it.
No.
What is that?
Robin, you need to get your buzzers sorted. Anyway, what are you guessing?
Is it the Bible?
It is the Bible.
Oh,
yeah.
I was going to say that. Damn it.
Oh, no, don't be afraid. Just leap in there.
But
cut across.
You didn't, though, did you?
But I didn't.
Be ruthless.
Well, I thought that would be a stupid answer. Like, who would lie
sense,
about
though.
Reading the Bible?
Who would
clearly
lie?
A lot of British
well,
people
who want to take the moral high ground and I guess and say like,
I've read
oh.
the Bible.
Yeah, well, it kind of makes
fairness,
sense.
It's not an easy read.
No.
It's a fairly
yeah.
And you could read one bit. You know, you could read a whole book
yeah.
of the Bible and not have read the rest of it and therefore have an opinion on that book.
Yeah.
So in context, it could be like, yeah, I've read the Bible, but actually, I only read that bit that we're talking about.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know, I'm just trying to make excuses for people.
I got the gist.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
2-0 to Robin as we go on to question four.
Okay.
An Iranian Instagram star who built up a following by styling herself as a zombie version of Angelina Jolie was arrested recently. But what charges was she arrested for? What was she charged with?
I've seen this, but I don't know what she was arrested for.
Oh, okay.
Take a guess. Being dressed as a zombie, is that a crime in Iran?
It's not, no.
Oh.
Do you want to have a guess, Georgia?
Your your face every time I push that button is great. Let's say drug charges.
Not drug charges, no. As a clue, fingers on buzzers, think of it, use the last question, use the answer from the last question as a clue. Okay, you got to choose different buttons. No.
Hate crime?
No, I'm not going to accept that, sorry.
I don't get it, yeah.
Do you want me to say? She was arrested for blasphemy and instigating violence.
Instigating violence?
I think it was kind of like she was posting weird stuff on her Instagram. Authorities didn't like it. Okay. You guys need to pay more attention to
music. We're too busy making videos for you people at home. That's the problem.
Okay, so that is...
Alex is too busy looking at the news, clearly.
I like to pay attention to what's going on. Okay, question 5. Is it 2-0 to Robin still?
I think it might be.
Okay. Why was Ellen DeGeneres the subject of controversy recently?
She did do something. Is that half a point? It's not half a point.
I'm afraid not.
There's a weird storm, wasn't there? Because there was loads of celebrities like arguing about it.
Yeah. It involves who she was spending time with.
Every time.
Georgia.
Was it something to do with Elizabeth Warren?
It was not,
Pelosi. It's someone like that, is it not?
It was not, no. But you're in the right ballpark. Yeah. Involves a former president.
Oh, damn it. I do know this.
Oh, I'm going to buzz if you can't get it in the next few seconds. Give me time. I'm going to guess last Republican president, George W. Bush.
She was seen... Oh, sorry, go on.
Oh, that was it. That was the extent of my guess.
I will give you the point for that. She was seen hanging out with George Bush during a football game.
Oh.
And a lot of people kind of took offense to that, which was interesting.
Why?
I think it was like...
He's not sexist or homophobic, is he?
No, but I think it was kind of like... Yeah, I don't really get what the hate was with this.
Yeah.
She kind of said that, we disagree politically, but why can't we hang out?
Why can't we be friends?
Yeah,
can't we be friends?
But then, strike.
But then people were kind of like, no, he's a war criminal, you know. How can you be so liberal and like say one thing about
how dare you be so liberal?
But also be hanging out with George Bush. But I don't know. It's an interesting debate, I guess.
You've got to separate people from politics at some point.
Yeah.
If he was still in office and making terrible decisions, there'd be a bit more of an argument. But
he's been out of office for, 11 years now?
Yeah.
11 years. And he's not a proven war criminal. I mean, obviously, it's... It's true, though.
It's true.
It's like, you know, Winston Churchill is a war criminal who just never tried for it because he was on the winning side. So it's like...
And it's also the kind of thing where it's like, how much of it was just ignorance and, you know, Dick Cheney running things in the background?
It's up for debate, yeah.
Yeah. But I guess it kind of paints the picture of like, is in 10 years, is Trump just going to be hanging out with Ellen DeGeneres?
Yeah.
Or is that just something totally different? Yeah.
I suppose it depends on what she said about George Bush, doesn't it? Like if she's openly criticized him and made jokes at his expense, then it suggests a certain hypocrisy on her part.
Anyway, so that's 3-0 to Robin.
3-0.
Look, I suck at this. We established this last time I was here.
There's still time for me to get more things wrong.
You might get the next one because it is a closest wins.
Okay.
I love these questions.
You
when
do,
because
you always win.
Someone is going to get a point, you know. So this week, Saturn, as in the planet in our solar system, took the lead as having the most number of discovered natural satellites orbiting it.
Okay.
But can you tell me how many it has?
No.
Closest wins.
7.
12.
Georgia is the closest.
All right.
But neither of you really deserve the point. It's 82.
What?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Saturn has 82 moons that have been discovered and they suspect
there
are more.
No way.
Yeah.
That's a lot of moons.
It's a lot of moons.
That is... What?
Yeah, and they discovered... The research team who recently discovered more discovered 20 more.
In one go.
Jeez. In one go. Question 7. 1-3. So we recently saw the release of the eagerly anticipated film Joker.
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen it.
But the film was fraught with controversy.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me the name of the newspaper that wrote this headline? It's way too terrifying. Joker viewers around the world walk out of movie theaters and urge cinemas to ban the ultra-violent film, saying it glamorizes gun crime and deals with mental health issues in a triggering way.
That's a headline.
That's a headline
from the actual newspaper.
I think they need to...
apologize.
They've said the whole story in the headline. I know. That's where they come wrong.
Twitter's taken control of newspaper headlines. You now have 140 characters. Yeah.
280,
yeah.
Come on, Robin, get with the times.
Oh, I'm so behind.
Yep.
The Daily Mail?
It is the Daily Mail.
Their headlines are ridiculous.
I didn't know they went on that long.
They are so long. Yeah. Every time I don't read the Daily Mail very often unless it's something ridiculous like that. But they are literally like that office joke where it's like, Dunder Mifflin apologizes. Some business is still not.
Yeah.
That was a terrible headline.
It's amazing. And the random capitalization of words.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Like they've capitalized walk out.
Walk out.
Yeah.
I feel like they as well did another article that was like, don't take your kids to see this movie. I was like, well, no shit.
Yeah.
It's a rated 15 or an R in America, rated. Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
It was like the same thing with Deadpool. Parents were like, I can't believe people are taking their children to see this. Like, you're not supposed to.
Yeah. How did they get in?
Who was manning that cinema?
Yeah. No, the whole, yeah.
That is pure hysteria, that headline.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mad.
Yeah. It's doing well at the box office. Warner Brothers is very happy. Rubbing their hands together.
Mm.
Yeah, Christmas is going to be good this year, boys.
Okay.
Question eight.
It's 2-3. Ooh. You're catching up, Georgia.
More questions like that, please.
Well, this, yeah, not like that at all.
Okay.
Who was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize?
Peace Prize?
Yeah, it's just been awarded.
Is it? Pure guess, but is it Greta Thunberg?
It's not Greta Thunberg. No.
That was going to be my guess.
Highly anticipated, but she didn't win it, no. If you don't know, I don't know any way that I can give you a clue.
Right.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you their role. They are a prime minister. And if you give me the country, I will accept
it. Oh, New Zealand's prime minister.
Again, a great guess, but it's not New Zealand's prime minister. No.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it's kind of an obscure one that we probably wouldn't have heard about on the news over here. How about if I give you their neighboring country?
What if I just tell you? Yeah.
And then you can give... We need some more points here. So I'll tell you why they were awarded it.
Okay.
So they were awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for helping to restart peace talks with their neighboring Eritrea.
Ethiopia.
Georgia gets a point.
There you
go. But you didn't buzz, but I'm actually relieved you didn't buzz. Oh.
Ethiopia.
Yes. Well done. Not sure either of you deserved the point.
I didn't know Ethiopia and Eritrea were at war. I thought they were all right.
They're not at war, but they're kind of in this grey area of skirmishes and that kind of thing. So I think he helped restart peace talks between the two countries.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Question 9. Who is NY Chung, better known as Blitz Chung, and why was he in the news recently?
Blitz Chung.
No idea.
Sounds like a YouTuber, but yeah, I don't know.
I'll tell you, it's a gamer name. This better be right.
Was it something to do with the Fortnite thing that happened?
That's a good guess, but no, sadly it's not.
Damn, okay, no. I'm out then.
Oh, I was gonna
say, yeah.
No idea. I mean... I can say a word to guess here. Esports.
It relates to esports, but I mean, that's just... I'm not gonna accept that answer.
Is it something to do with gaming?
Yeah. Is it? Yeah, there you go.
Georgia gets the point. Yeah, okay. It relates to, weirdly enough, the Hong Kong protests that are going on. And gaming. Maybe you haven't seen this headline.
No.
I guess I'll just have to tell you.
Obviously, from the name then, I'm guessing they're a Hong Kongese gamer who did something.
That's good, that.
There you go. We're slowly getting there.
You guys need to watch the news a bit more. I'm going to tell you. So he is a professional Hearthstone gamer, called Hearthstone. And he recently came out in favor of the Hong Kong protesters.
Okay.
And this has sparked a huge... this huge controversy where Blizzard, the company who makes the game, has banned him from competing for a year.
Oh, that was what the Blizzard stuff was about. See, I sort of paid attention.
Right. And, that's more than I did. I didn't know about this at all.
And they took his winnings from the competition away.
Mm. That seems unfair.
Well, yeah. And this sparked a huge backlash against the company where people have protested them. They've recently had to stop an event that they were doing.
Yeah.
And they've ended up shortening his expulsion and giving him back his winnings and
good,
stuff.
They should. Good. But I'm guessing the Chinese government was leaning on Blizzard a little bit.
Yeah, I think Blizzard has recently opened up a studio in China or something. So they've denied that it was related to his comments. But Come on.
No matter whether or not you disagree with them, you should never ban someone for their political views when it's a competition like that. Just to do with their skill at the game, right? Yeah.
I think their point initially was that it should all be about the game, and he used it as a platform to make a political point, whether you or not you agreed with his point or not.
Right.
However, it has been interpreted as they've banned him for supporting the protest going on.
Sounds more like that.
Yeah.
It's convenient when they get to take the money back. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, oh no, suddenly we've got all this money. Oh no, what am I going to do?
Okay. Question 10. Okay. That is three all?
It is three all. Ah, okay. Final question.
Question 10. What did police in London ban this week?
Extinction Rebellion.
They banned Extinction Rebellion protests. Which didn't work.
They haven't done it very well because they made me get home late last night and this morning.
Yeah, but they are trying to save the world, Georgia. So do you want to just...
they're disrupting the tube. The tube is the best thing. This morning at Canning Town, I get the Jubilee line in.
Yeah.
And little guys on top of the train with banners saying,
they're on the train.
They were on top of it. And to be fair.
Yeah.
They were pulled off by angry commuters.
Did you see that?
It was not good. They did kind of try and kick the crap out of them.
Oh gosh,
that's not good. That's bad.
Yeah.
But the pulling them off the train thing, I can understand. It's like, look, I understand what you're doing.
Yeah.
But I need to get to work, and the tube is actually the best thing for.
Yeah. Like, public transport is good.
Good.
Yeah.
It's electrified. It's not.
Yeah.
Emitting carbon fumes and whatever, and it's much better than the coach that I take to get into work. But the point is.
Yeah.
Let us go to work.
It's not good for optics. I get that protests have to be disruptive so people pay attention, but it's not good when you're protesting the actual not totally clean, but the electric trains.
Thing. Yeah, you want to be encouraging public things transport, especially electrified public transport, like you say. And particularly when public transport like the tube is really highly concentrated, it's packed full of people. It's actually really efficient.
Yeah.
So that's really dumb.
Until you put severe delays on it.
Yes, and then, so I can understand.
And then people have to get buses, which are worse for the environment.
Yeah.
Or Ubers, which are even worse.
True.
Because fewer people. But the same emissions, is that right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Bad for the environment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when they were in Oxford Circus and disrupting people that way, blocking off all the roads, that was a little bit more understandable. But get off the tube.
Yeah, leave the tube be.
It's not good for their optics anyway. Mm. I do understand the argument though that they're protesting not individual contributions to climate change, as in we're all contribute to climate change through our very existence.
Yes.
The best thing we could do for the environment is to drop dead. But, we're not going to do that.
I mean,
so,
the zombie deer are going to sort that out.
Yeah,
well, that's true. But I think their point is that we live in a fossil fuel economy. The trains are electric, but at the end of the day, the electric comes from fossil fuels.
Yeah, it does. But then they wouldn't support nuclear power, would they?
Well.
And nuclear power is more efficient, the most efficient of anything. Because we can't generate enough through wind power and tidal power.
Nowhere near enough.
Yeah, no. I mean, we should do loads more than we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. But at some point, you need either to be burning fossil fuels to make up the difference or nuclear power.
Yeah.
And they're opposed to both. So,
What do you want from us?
What do you want? Yeah.
Except to make me late for work.
Exactly. Yeah. There was, but the interesting thing about that, and I remember this in the news, was that it came on Monday in the week that the police in London banned Extinction Rebellion, which was the day that the Extinction Rebellion declared it would target the banks
in
the financial sector of London. And it was just like, they let them protest for about 2 weeks, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was nearly two weeks. And the day they say they're going to target the banks, suddenly it's like...
It's definitely interesting timing, for sure.
Yeah, especially given who's in power and all the financial ties that our government has. It's very kind of like, yep.
Convenient. Yep.
Okay, so at the end of the quiz, it's 4-3 to Robin.
Woo!
Valiant effort. Well, I mean, you rallied towards the end there, Georgia.
Yes.
Do you want the bonus question anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. So... The UK's annual Music Q Awards took place recently. Can you tell me which artist won the award for Song of the Decade?
Song of the Decade?
Song of the Decade.
I actually know this one.
What?
Sorry. I was surprised, but kind of pleasantly surprised. Lana Del Rey for video games.
Lana Del Rey for video games.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great song to be fair.
It's a great song. Yeah.
Song of the Decade.
Yeah, I remember stumbling across that. Actually, one of my first YouTube experiences was stumbling across that song. You know, when you, in the old days, when you used to get that really down the rabbit hole and you wouldn't just get suggested the same channel again and again, but anything would come up. And I remember thinking, this is a really good song. And this was teenage me who was just like, modern music is all terrible. It hasn't been good since 1990, kind of thing. And I was like, this is great. I hadn't listened to it until today when I saw that headline. I was just, actually, it is still a great song.
Fair enough.
Sponsored by Lana Del Rey.
Please.
Oh, gosh,
no, actually sponsored by ExpressVPN.
ExpressVPN, yeah.
thank you again to ExpressVPN for sponsoring the podcast.
You got 3 months free.
Well, thank you all for listening. Thank you, Georgia, for appearing on this episode.
Thanks,
it's been
for
wonderful having
you.
It's great to have you. I missed out last time, so I'm glad I got to spend some time with you on the podcast in the bunker. And thank you again for all of your spooky stories. This is great. Keep them coming in. And actually, maybe I'm going to ask, vote for your favorite spooky story that'll be read out.
Yeah.
Which one did you find the spookiest?
Yeah, let us know in the comments below on YouTube or via our Twitter or emailing us. Or, you know, whatever you can do on the podcast, just get in touch. Just contact us, please. And as always, we'll be recording our exclusive Patreon podcast after this, just for our Patreon supporters. So thank you again to them, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.